Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Carolina Teague. She is the host of the League of Her Own podcast. She's also a writer for the San Antonio Spurs SB Nation blog, Pounding the Rock, and also a writer for Sports as Told by a Girl, which is a website dedicated to covering sports from a woman's perspective. And she also serves as a ring announcer for San Antonio, Texas-based wrestling promotion River City Wrestling, and an on-air talent for Sports Tonight Texas, which is also based out of San Antonio, Texas. On the program, we discussed the San Antonio Spurs drafting Victor Wembanyama, also the city of San Antonio's response to the Spurs drafting Victor. Also, we talk about Victor's performance and the atmosphere surrounding him at this year's Summer League, and much more. Carolina is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
With the first pick in the 2023 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama from Nantes, France.
This is accomplishing something that I've been dreaming of, you know, my whole life. Hearing that sentence from Adam Silver, you know, I've dreamed of it so much that, you know, I gotta cry, man.
Five on the shot clock. That three is long, and Brandon with the board. Good pace to this game. Nice rim run by Wembanyama, and one, and there it is.
Wembanyama with the midi, knocks it home, laces the two ball. Wembanyama on the wing, goes through the legs. Well, all right. Wesley behind the Barlow screen. Little midi comes off. Wemby, okay now. Now you're showing me something special. Wemby with the tip to himself and the flush. Little pitch back from Barlow. Wemby for three. Butter.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. That first audio bit that you heard was NBA Commissioner Adam Silver making the number one overall pick in the 2023 NBA draft. Of course, that pick belonged to the San Antonio Spurs as they selected center Victor Wembanyama out of France. And then those last two sound bites that you heard was Mark Jones, of course, announcing Victor's first two NBA Summer League games during this year. And I got to tell you, Victor's first game, he only scored 9 points, but he definitely made up for it in the second game, where he would have 27 points to go along with 12 rebounds and 3 block shots. And let's welcome her to the program. She is the host of the League of Her Own podcast, and she's also a writer for Sports as Told by a Girl, and also she's a ring announcer for RCW River City Wrestling, which is based out of San Antonio, Texas. And also she covers the San Antonio Spurs when she's not doing other things as well. Let's welcome her back to the program. Always great as always, Carolina Teague. Hey, Carolina, welcome back to the program.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. It's always a pleasure having you on the program. And as always, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. So the future is here for the San Antonio Spurs. They drafted Victor Wembanyama as the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft, the 2023 NBA draft. Give me your thoughts on the Spurs drafting Victor and just what's the vision for him coming to San Antonio with the Spurs making that pick.
It didn't surprise me that the San Antonio Spurs were going to pick Victor Wembanyama. They had been speaking about it silently last year, even when their season was quote-unquote purposefully tanking. So, you know, once they got the number one pick, it was an obvious that they were going to get Wemby. The entire city was pretty much going crazy when they got selected to get the number one lottery pick. Not to mention, if they weren't going to pick Wemby, the entire city would have shut down just in anger because they didn't pick Wemby. Wemby ends up getting selected by the San Antonio Spurs. And to me, what they're going to do is they're going to definitely build around him. He is going to be the leader of the team. He's already speaking like he's a leader. And they are going to put him in a position of power, and they're going to, I believe they're going to continue to grow on the youth core. They've Coach Popovich and the organization has been very, very adamant that they're going to stick to their guns, continue to build on this youth core that they have with Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, and other people, Jeremy Sohan as well, and, you know, maybe move a little bit of parts around, but their plan is to develop Wemby into the generational talent that he is.
Absolutely. And you mentioned those names alongside Wemby, Carolina with Jeremy Sohan, who showed a lot of promise in his rookie year last year. And, of course, we saw flashes of greatness with Keldon Johnson. And certainly if you know about Coach Pop or Greg Popovich, you know that not only does he like building around young talent, but also the international talent, which we'll get to in just a little bit. But I want to stay just with the city of San Antonio for a moment. You mentioned that if the Spurs did not draft Victor Wembanyama, then the city of San Antonio would have shut down. But thank God the Spurs did draft him. So what's the city of San Antonio's response like to the Spurs drafting Wemby? Is it, of course, is it a celebratory mood? Are people really amped up? Have they started buying his jerseys? What about the season tickets? What's been the response like in San Antonio?
Well, there's been a 5,000% increase of traffic for the season tickets for the San Antonio Spurs since they got the number one pick. So, and their revenue is expected to increase by at least $500 to $600 million, which, by the way, was big. That was a big move by Aramark, another big sponsor of the Spurs, to get rid of $500 million of their shares prior to obtaining Victor Wembanyama, which is a bad move on their end because they would have, they would have definitely gone up tremendously in value. So for the Spurs, the city, definitely there's a lot of interest. I was there when they selected Victor Wembanyama at the AT&T Center. It was a packed house. I felt this energy that I never felt before in the stadium. I've been to Spurs games where they've made it overtime. I've been to Spurs games where they've had close games and they end up winning and the crowd is pretty much going crazy. But I've never experienced the energy just like the one I felt when they selected Victor Wembanyama. And that was definitely easily in my top 10 best sports moments that I got to witness personally of all time, because I had never experienced something with that magnitude of happiness, energy. The energy was just happy. And I went to the Spurs fan store in the stadium right after that, the selection, and the line was it was wrapped around line after line after line. It was like getting into one of those busy roller coaster rides at Six Flags where the lines are just wrapped around and there's an hour and a half wait. That's kind of what the lines were like when you were trying to purchase a jersey for Victor Wembanyama. And I thought that was only, just for the city of San Antonio. When I went to Las Vegas, the crowd was just as insane.
I can only imagine. And, of course, watching those summer league games on television, I mean, it was just a fever pitch for Victor in his debut and also in the second summer league game that he played. And we'll get more into summer league in just a little bit. But I want to get to Greg Popovich. We know Pop has had a great history with international players since he's been the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Tony Parker being from France, also Boris Diaw being from France, Manu Ginobili from Argentina, of course, David Robinson was a domestic player from the United States, Tim Duncan being from the U.S. Virgin Islands, and now he has Victor Wembanyama from France, and of course there's Jeremy Sohan from England. I want to ask about Popovich's mindset when it comes to Victor. I know Pop is someone, you know, he coaches hard and, you know, he's no nonsense and he doesn't cherry pick. So I got to ask you, what is Popovich's mindset going to be like with Victor coming into this season?
He basically is just trying to keep things as level as he possibly can. And I think that's a great way to approach it. He doesn't want Victor to get a big head and, you know, well, he didn't say that out loud, but I mean, that's kind of the Spurs way. They want to be team. They want to be, you know, in a system. And Greg Popovich is the type of player, like you, or the coach, like you said, no nonsense. He's not going to mess around with developing him. And he's made it pretty clear on multiple occasions that this upcoming season isn't going to be a championship season, that it's going to take time to develop him, but they're willing to develop him. Victor Wembanyama said he's getting with the San Antonio Spurs to plan his vacations, his workouts, where he's going to be practicing, and he's going to take a break from social media and the media just to prepare for the NBA season. So that already shows that he is already in the Spurs system and doing things the Spurs way. He's already went out to dinner with Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, and other, or Sean Elliott as well, to, you know, kind of give him guidance in the Spurs system, and he asked a lot of questions. So he does have not only the mentorship of Greg Popovich, but he has the mentorship of the other teams, or the other teammates as well from the past. So I think he's in good hands, and I think, you know, the perfect place to develop somebody who is a big star and a generational talent like Victor Wembanyama would be the San Antonio, has already developed the greatest power forward of all time, arguably, which is Tim Duncan. And I could see Victor Wembanyama being developed in that position, not necessarily a center because he's thinner in size compared to somebody like a Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid, but maybe in the power forward number four position where, I mean, he would have a little bit more success, I would believe, in the first year. So we'll see what happens, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about this move too. And certainly, man, it's going to be a fever pitch. It's already been a fever pitch in San Antonio and what we've seen with the summer league. And man, it's fun. And it's going to be even more exciting as the new NBA season fast approaches. And I mentioned earlier about the international players being on the Spurs roster. Of course, recently with Jeremy Sochan being from England, and now you add Victor Wembanyama from France to the mix as well. I got to ask you, do the Spurs have a system? Do the Spurs have, like, international scouts where they go to certain countries and they find the talent? Because, again, we know about the great history of the international players that the Spurs have had on their roster since Greg Popovich has been the head coach, with Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and, of course, with Tim Duncan, and just with recent with Sochan and Victor. Do they have scouts, or maybe do they go use the internet to find the international players to be on their roster?
Yes, they definitely do. I mean, I've seen scouts all the time at the Spurs games, and also too when I was at Summer League, there were also international scouts there at Summer League, and there is an international scout section. So all teams have scouts, and they go to different teams. They go international as well. So the Spurs picking international is their forte. Not only did they get Victor Wembanyama, who's from France, but their other rookie who was picked at 44 was Sidy Sissoko, was also from France as well, and he's native in French and Spanish and English. So they like these international players, and it doesn't surprise me that both of their rookies that they selected in the first round were international players.
Certainly the Spurs know how to do it. They've been doing it for a while now, and certainly they continue in that tradition of getting that great international talent. And we've seen the international talent come of age in the NBA for quite some time with Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, also Luka Doncic, the Domantas Sabonis, just to name a few. And I want to get now to Victor and his performance at the Summer League. The first game, 9 points. It was his debut, but the second game he really came on strong, scoring 27 points. Give me your thoughts on Victor's performances in his two games at the Summer League.
So the first game wasn't his best outing, and he took accountability for that performance. He didn't really show up on the offensive end, but you did see flashes of greatness on the defensive end, and as to why he is really good. Defensively, he performed really well, and he got skewered by social media, the internet, and the people who watch Summer League and Talking Heads because offensively he did not show up. And that's understandably so because you're looking at a generational talent. You're expecting to see the talent there immediately. And post-game, Victor seemed to be a little disappointed in his performance, and rightfully so. I mean, when you are a great talent, you're going to be your biggest critic. Then the second game comes around and he bounces back. If I'm not mistaken, he had 28 or 29 points. I don't have the stats in front of me. But he bounced back in game two and was great on both sides of the floor. And the Spurs ended up losing that game that he was that he had a great performance on, which kind of goes back to the part where at the end of the day, basketball is a team sport. And if you're going to win games, everybody has to show up, not just Victor Wembanyama, but everybody else on the team. So it's ironic that the game that he performs poorly on, the Spurs win, and when he does great, the Spurs lost. So at the end of the day, it's a team sport, but Victor's performance in game two definitely was a bounce-back performance, and I didn't necessarily see the media going crazy for him on his game two performance, but they did definitely shred him to pieces for game one.
Yeah, that was a little harsh right there. I mean, it was his first game in America, and I really thought they should have cut him some slack. And definitely he showed up and showed out for the second game that he played in, putting up a double-double. So he definitely redeemed himself in his second Summer League game. And I just want to stay with Summer League for a moment, Carolina. The atmosphere surrounding him in Las Vegas at the Summer League, you talked about people buying tickets and the revenue going up for this year's NBA Summer League. Unfortunately, he ran into some unforeseen circumstances with a pop star. I think people know who we're talking about, but overall, you were there covering it in Las Vegas, and I want to ask you, what was just the atmosphere like with him playing in those games and just him just being around Las Vegas?
It was a sold-out crowd, both of his games. In the games where he didn't play, as soon as the first game was over, everybody left, and it was not as packed as it normally was, and it was back to regular Summer League business. But sold out, and it was an ESPN record for most viewers watched and most social media engagement, and it was all because of Victor Wembanyama, and they accredited to him that on a PR email that I received. So it's definitely the Wemby effect as to why so many people supported him and came out. And not to mention, the crowd went crazy when he was on the court, and even at NBAcon when he was there and I showed up to see him speak with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the Then and Now series, I had arrived late because the line was completely out of the event center where they were holding the press conference. So it took me a while to gain access, and I caught the tail end of the series. But at the end, the fans that were inside of the NBAcon Then and Now series to see Victor, they swarmed him afterwards, and he took the time to sign some autographs. But that's just kind of been his life so far. Even Britney Spears approached him, and she got smacked to the ground. So it's not just fans. People who are celebrities are fans of him, and it's pretty crazy to watch. I compare him to like a Justin Bieber or a Michael Jackson. I've never seen an NBA player in person be treated the way he was.
Wow, that says a lot right there. It's definitely superstar treatment, and as you said, it's the Wemby effect, man. And it's going to be interesting how it all plays out once we approach the regular season, or matter of fact, the preseason for that matter, when the Spurs take the court. And you heard it from Ashiz Carolina Teague. She is the host of A League of Her Own podcast. And also, she's a ring announcer for River City Wrestling. And also, she writes for Sports as Told by a Girl, and also just doing countless other things. And Carolina, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at League of Her Own and all the other stuff that you're busy with.
Yeah, so League of Her Own is going to be every Wednesday at around 7 o'clock on social media, on YouTube stream, on Twitter stream, and on Facebook stream. And just stay in tune and keep up with me. I'll be doing wrestling events. Follow me at @CarolinaTeague_, and I'll see you guys soon.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Okay, so I don't have a website, but you can definitely find me on social media. I am currently working on getting my website up for League of Our Own, so that's actually my next step as well. But you can definitely find me at @CarolinaTeague_ on Twitter, on Instagram. On TikTok, I'm Carolina Teague Sports, so definitely follow up with me and keep up. And it's always great to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on. So you heard it from her, Carolina Teague. She is the host of the League of Her Own podcast, and check it out on YouTube and also on Twitter and Facebook. And also she writes for Sports as Told by a Girl, and also she does ring announcing for a promotion in San Antonio called RCW, River City Wrestling. Carolina, as always, thank you again. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
With the first pick in the 2023 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama from Nantes, France.
This is accomplishing something that I've been dreaming of, you know, my whole life. Hearing that sentence from Adam Silver, you know, I've dreamed of it so much that, you know, I gotta cry, you know.
Five on the shot clock. That three is long, and Brandon with the board. Good pace to this game. Nice rim run by Wembanyama, and one, and there it is. Wembanyama with the midi, knocks it home, laces the two ball. Wembanyama on the wing. Goes through the legs. Well, all right. Wesley behind the Barlow screen. Little midi comes off. Wemby. Okay, now. Now you're showing me something special. Wemby with the tip to himself and the flush. Little pitch back from Barlow. Wemby for three. Butter.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Carolina Teague, host of the League of Her Own podcast, also writer for the Spurs SB Nation blog, Pounding the Rock, and Sports as Told by a Girl, which is a website dedicated to women in sports. And also, she serves as a ring announcer for San Antonio, Texas-based wrestling promotion, River City Wrestling, and an on-air talent for Sports Tonight Texas, which is also based out of San Antonio. Again, big thank you to Carolina for appearing on the program discussing the San Antonio Spurs and their number one overall pick, Victor Wembanyama. Until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.